The National Peanut Board, funded by peanut farmers nationwide with a 1% of value checkoff, said this week that they'll have a budget this year of $8.9 million to promote and research peanuts. That will start up November the 1st, 2014, and that amount of money will be used all the way through October 31, 2015. USDA must approve that budget and their program of work, but that should be no problem. The drought and the heat is the big news in the peanut belt right now. What effect is it having on these peanuts as they are getting close to harvest? Peanuts are being harvested in Florida. They're shipping into the shelling plants already. Their peanuts are doing very well. But in Georgia, the dryland peanuts are in trouble. A USDA official said this week that the infestation of lesser corn stalk borers is a major problem, along with spider mites on these peanuts that are not being watered each day. The shell market price jumped up last week. It was at 45. It's now 47.48 cents a pound. And that may be some indication, as some contracts have come out offering to farmers around $425 per ton. But farmers are laying low right now to see how big this crop's going to be before signing any type of a contract. Peanut supply and disappearance, reported by USDA, says this week that the crop should be around 2,537,500 tons. That is down slightly from last month, but they say the average will be 3,964 pounds per acre. But if the drought continues, we will not make that in the peanut belt. Domestic food is estimated to increase 2.1% next year for use in peanuts. Right now, it's running 1.9% after 11 months. Exports is expected to increase a little bit shortly, but it's still too early, as the Argentina crop is now being shelled and will be the major competitor with U.S. peanuts in Europe. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.